It's time for justice. Welcome to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. I'm your host, Marty Wegbright. This show is written and produced by Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. We give free, civil, non-criminal legal aid to low-income people in Richmond, Petersburg, Charlottesville, and surrounding cities and counties. Coming up on this week's show...
She picked up her phone message one day, and it was a lady said that I'm with the Sheriff's Department in Spotsylvania County, and if you don't come and pay your debt to the payday lender, we're going to have you arrested.
Consumer law attorney Jay Spear talks about payday lending and how it's affecting Virginians. And you'll hear from Veronica Blunt about legal resources in our first installment of Client's Corner. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. This show is supported in part by a grant from the Virginia Law Foundation. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society and gives only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll tell you later in the show how to get free legal advice or representation in a civil case. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show is heard every week at this time on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio, and is made possible by community radio volunteers at WRIR.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, walking on the freedom land.
And now, this week's news you can use. In March, the Virginia legislature passed a bill that supporters claim will rein in the high-interest payday lenders charge on their loans. But the bill's 36% interest cap is deceiving, because under the new law, it also includes other fees, increasing the total interest to about 362% per year. Under the new law, borrowers pay a fee of $20 for each $100 borrowed, and a new $5 verification fee. So, if you take out a $500 payday loan, you really pay back $600, plus the $5 fee, plus 36% interest on top of that. The new law makes the loan term twice as long as it is now. Combined with the higher fees, this cuts the interest rate only slightly, from 391% per year to 362% per year. The new law takes effect on January 1, 2009. As Americans find themselves deeper in debt, some financial advisors suggest getting a copy of your credit report so you can check it for accuracy and completeness. Free credit reports from each of the three nationwide credit reporting agencies are available at your request once every 12 months. While many places claim to give free credit reports, don't be fooled. There's only one place to get your credit report for free. That's at www.annualcreditreport.com. You also can call toll-free to 877-322-8228 or write Annual Credit Report Request Service, P.O. Box 105281, Atlanta, Georgia, 30348. For more information, go to the Federal Trade Commission's website and look under Consumer Protection. With this week's News You Can Use, this is your host, Marty Wegbright.
Ain't gonna let discrimination turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Gonna let discrimination turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom.
This week, we introduce a regular segment on the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, Client's Corner. We'll hear from clients of legal aid and their advocates about the issues most important to them. To launch this segment, here is Richmond resident Veronica Blunt.
I'm Veronica Blunt, and I'm one of the members of the Central Virginia Legal Aid Client Council. We meet once a month, and during that time, We plan and implement different ways in which we can help the community by providing a network of resources, by word of mouth, by handout, by going to other meetings, and getting the word out about anything that can be done by Central Virginia's legal aid to help the community in any way. One of the things that we do is we take classes on things like domestic violence so that we can help people if we see signs of domestic violence, so that we can know what to do, what to say, and what not to do and say. We go to different conventions and meetings. We went to one in Roanoke in October, and there we took many different classes that had to do with domestic violence, child custody, support, divorce. We had things that had to do with how to come together as a meeting and implement different things with other entities or agencies, having to do with people who had English as a second language, how to help them, and different agencies that we could work with. We also had different forums that had to do with housing, Social Security, temporary assistance for needy families, and different ways in which we could collectively come together and do things for the community. We do things for the homeless community, such as at Christmas time, we fed the homeless. I brought my daughter to that Christmas morning before she opened her presents. I thought that was a very good experience because, we're all just a paycheck away from being homeless, and I think that it's important that we reach out to people in the community that we can help in any way. Central Virginia has done this more than once, and they do it, everyone, the attorneys, the client council members, family members, we all come together and do this on Christmas morning. Another thing that they do, as a pro bono paralegal for Central Virginia Legal Aid, I've also seen different types of clients that come in for different reasons, some of which are in cases of divorce or landlord-tenant cases, cases where people were losing their homes because of mortgage debt, cases where there were debtors' rights that needed to be discussed, consumer rights, things that had to do with housing. There are a lot of different things that the Legal Aid Client Council can help you with and give you different resources and refer you to other people with. We've had several different people that came here and were helped, and it's a great thing to do for the community, and we love doing it.
Welcome back to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio.
This week's legal term of the week is payday loan. A payday loan is a small, short-term, high-interest rate loan. Payday lenders loan $100 to $500 for very short time periods, usually for 1 or 2 weeks, the time between pay periods. You write a personal check to the lender for the amount you want to borrow, plus a fee of $15 for each $100 you borrow. The lender gives you the amount of your check minus the fee. The lender holds your check until your next payday. For a 2-week loan, the rate of interest is 391% per year. And for a 1-week loan, the rate of interest is 782% per year. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Diane Dussault, and that's this week's legal term of the week.
This is Marty Wegebright with the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. Joining me for our question and answer session is Tammy from Colonial Heights, Virginia. Welcome to the show, Tammy. What is your question?
Well, I wanted to know, back in October 2007, I lost my job. I had my unemployment hearing. I won my case. But my employer now wants to, I guess, fight me for it. And I still haven't been to court yet. It's just taken so long. And I just want to know why.
Tammy, that's a good question. Unemployment compensation is run by the Virginia Employment Commission, and it's a three-step process. The first step is the one you've already been through, which is the deputy's determination. You may recall you had a telephone fact-finding interview shortly after you filed your claim, and you won, and I'm glad you won. In that situation, however, the losing party, in this case your former employer, has the right to appeal and do it all over again. That can also be a telephone hearing, but if you insist, then it will be an in-person hearing. And that process, unfortunately, takes time. The Virginia Employment Commission is underfunded. It gets back less money from the federal government than is sent to the federal government to run the program. In fact, it's only about 33 cents on the dollar that's sent to the federal government comes back to help administer the program. And there's simply a shortage of appeals examiners who hear these cases. Once there has been a hearing and a decision, then again, the losing party has the right to file yet another appeal to something called a special examiner. And that's not a hearing where you get to present evidence and testimony. That's simply a review of the record that was produced before the appeals examiner. And then the losing party can appeal further to the circuit court, which again is a review on the record. And the losing party can appeal from there to the Court of Appeals of Virginia. So there actually can be up to five levels in an unemployment compensation hearing. You're only at level two. And I understand it is a slow process. Fortunately, it's a lot faster than some other type of public benefit programs like workers' compensation or like disability benefits. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes,
thank you
did.
For calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. I'm your host, Marty Wegbright, and I'm here with Jay Spear, consumer law attorney and executive director of the Virginia Poverty Law Center. And we're talking today about payday lending. This has been a topic in the news for the past several months, Jay. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is payday lending and how does a payday loan work?
Well, the way it works, it's called a payday loan because you are supposed to pay the loan back on your next payday. So if you get paid by the week, it's due in 7 days. If you get paid every 2 weeks, it's due in 2 weeks. Or if you get Social Security, then your loan is due in a month. And the way it works is it's all based upon a check that you write. So if you want to borrow, let's say $500, which is the limit in the amount you can borrow right now in Virginia, then they will ask you to write a check for $575. They will then give you $500 in cash, and you will be required to come back on your next payday. Most people get paid roughly around every 2 weeks. So when 2 weeks is up, you're supposed to come back, give them $575 in cash, and then they will then tear up your check. And so that's the basics of it. They generally don't do a credit check. They make sure that you have a bank account. They make sure that you have a steady income, whether that be from a job or Social Security or a VA pension or something. But that's really the only requirements for the loan.
So basically, it's instant cash. So why is payday lending a bad idea?
Well, one of the main reasons is the high cost. The average loan in Virginia the money is loaned out at 385% interest. And you heard that right, it is 385% interest. Most loans, small loans in Virginia, are capped at 36% interest, but the payday lenders back in 2002 got an exemption from that cap, and they charge on average 385%. If it's a 1 week loan, it's as much as 780%. So the interest rate is way too high. But what's even worse than that is the fact that when people start off with these loans, they get caught up in what we refer to as the debt trap. Because you have to pay the whole thing back on your next payday, that typically leads to you having to get another loan to pay your expenses. So what you would do is you'd go cash your check, give them $575 of your next paycheck, and of course most people don't have a whole lot left after that. They don't have enough to pay their rent, buy food, pay their mortgage, whatever. And so therefore they have to get the next loan, and they'll ask you, they'll say, "Well, Mr. Spear, would you like another loan?" And you say, "Well, yeah, I guess I better, because I got to pay my rent."
But Jay, isn't refinancing absolutely prohibited under the current law? And if so, how are the payday lenders getting around that?
When they passed this law back in 2002, the Virginia legislature heard from me and from many other people that this was a very bad idea because of this very thing called the debt trap. And so they therefore then wrote into the law this provision that you're referring to, which says you cannot renew or roll over your loans, thinking that that would solve the problem. But of course, the payday lenders knew right away what they were going to do to get around that, and they do what's called touch-and-go loans. You come in and you actually pay off your old loan and you get a new loan right away. And in form, it looks like you're getting a new loan, but in reality, it really is a renewal or a rollover that they're just getting around the law. The other thing that the payday lenders do is if you get a loan and when your 2 weeks is up and you don't want to go back there, if you call them and say something like, "Well, just go ahead and cash my check," they typically won't do that. They'll require you to come in. They'll tell you you're required to come in. And the reason is they want to get you to get the next loan. They actually even have their own terminology for it. They call it reloaning.
Well, now, aren't the payday lenders, even under the current law, required to give, I guess, disclosures and information and even warnings to prospective borrowers that these are only for emergencies and information to that effect?
That's right. The Bureau of Financial Institutions requires those things, and they have a brochure that you have to give to people. But the average person that borrows from a payday lender isn't really paying much attention to the information they're getting in pamphlet form. The way it typically works is you go in and you talk to the person that works in the payday loan store, who basically is a salesman who's pitching a product to you for 15 or 20 minutes, all orally. And then when you've decided you want to get the loan, they will then throw all the paperwork in front of you, and then you'll sign it. And you should really think about each person that's listening to this ought to think about how closely they read the things that they sign that contain a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo that they don't understand. I mean, most of us really don't read that stuff very closely. Those disclosures are nice, but it really doesn't help when the payday lenders are giving you all sorts of information orally ahead of time, and this is sort of thrown at you at the last minute.
So if the loan isn't paid on time, what can a payday lender do? I mean, can they bring criminal charges? Can they sue you on the loan? What happens?
Well, what happens is the payday lenders will almost always call you a day or two before your loan is due to make sure you're coming in. Sometimes they call you 2 days ahead of time. They call you a day ahead of time. If you don't show up on your payday when the loan is due, they will typically start calling you. I understand a lot of payday lenders come to your home to find out whether you're going to pay. A lot of payday lenders go to your place of employment to try to embarrass you. They might call. When you get a payday loan, every payday lender will ask you for references. And you think that you're giving those references because that helps you qualify for the loan. But in fact, what they intend to do when you don't pay it back is to call your references and tell them you haven't paid. And of course, this is your family and your friends. And so that's very embarrassing. So that's sort of the first thing they do is try to embarrass you and even get you in trouble sometimes on your job. We've had folks from big companies tell us that work in human resources, they get so many calls from payday lenders, it can be overwhelming. Then they will, but as soon as they figure out that you're not going to come back, they're going to take your check and they're going to try to cash it. which is usually kind of a disaster for the average person who borrows from the payday lender, because that will either that check won't clear because there's not enough money in the bank, or it will make some of your other checks bounce. Now, the other thing that we have found that a lot of payday lenders will do is if that check doesn't clear, if it bounces, they will then threaten you with criminal prosecution. Now, we knew they were going to do this back in 2002, and we told the legislators they were going to do this. So they wrote into the law that provision that says that they cannot threaten you with criminal prosecution. It's actually, even to threaten you with criminal prosecution, not only can they not prosecute you, they can't even threaten to do it, and it's against the law if they do, and you can file suit against them if they do that against you.
Do you find payday lenders are, in fact, threatening criminal prosecution?
Yeah, it's a very common thing that we hear that from all the people I talk to, which is I've talked to a lot of people with payday loans, and then the legal aid attorneys all around the state tell me that they hear this all the time, that they're threatening criminal prosecution. One of the worst things I've seen happen is that one lady, I think she was probably in her 60s, and she was a retired lady on Social Security. She got a payday loan. She got several of them, I'd say 8 or 10 of them, and finally she just couldn't pay anymore. She picked up her phone message one day, and it was a lady said that, "I'm with the Sheriff's Department in Spotsylvania County, and if you don't come and pay your debt to the payday lender, we're going to have you arrested at 4 o'clock today." And, of course, she went into a panic and started calling her lawyers and that sort of thing. And finally, she realized that she wasn't going to be arrested, but they'd actually impersonated a sheriff's department to try to trick her into thinking she was going to get arrested. Now, some payday lenders also turn – after if they're not able to collect their debt, they'll turn it over to debt collectors. And there's one in particular. It's a national firm called Legal Mediation that collects a lot of debts for payday lenders. And they actually will call people and tell them that they're going to take care of them in their home if they don't pay. And there's an attorney down in Petersburg who's filing a lawsuit right now for 3 or 4 different people who've had that happen to them. He even obtained a script from the legal mediation where this is what they tell their callers to say. And it just really scares people because they don't know what that means. Is somebody going to come to their home and arrest them? Is somebody going to come and, you know, beat them with a pipe? That your imagination could go wild thinking what they may do to you.
Well, if a loan isn't paid, if a borrower just can't pay it, is the borrower allowed to stop payment on the check, close the account? Are those things legal? And if so, should people be advised to do that?
Yes, I always advise people that that call me that what typically what people call when they call me, the first thing they say typically is, "How do I get out of the payday loan?" They're stuck in it. They've usually done it for a long time. I've known people done this for 2 or 3 years, every 2 weeks or every month, and they're just stuck and they can't figure out how to get out. And what I tell them to do is to close their bank account. I tell them to go to their bank. Sit down with somebody at your local bank branch. Tell them what's going on. Ask them if they will close your account and open another account with a different number. What that does is when the and you have to do this now before your payday loan is due, because as soon as the payday lenders figure out you're not coming back, they're going to try to cash that check. And that's what you've got to stop. You've got to stop them from trying to cash that check, because either that's going to bounce or your other checks are going to bounce. By the way, if your check to your landlord or to the grocery store bounces, now you could be criminally prosecuted on that check if for some reason you're not able to pay after you get a certified mail or something. So that's something to be concerned about. And that's why I tell people to close their account so that doesn't happen to them. And now then what they can do is if they want to pay that or make arrangements to pay the debt with the debt with the payday lender, then they can call them up and try to arrange some sort of a reasonable payment, you know, $50 a month or something, and they just might make a payment arrangement with you, but I'll tell you that they will never make an arrangement with you until you close that account and get some leverage over them, because what they want you to do is come back and just get another loan.
Thank you, Jay. That was most informative. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, this is Marty Wegbright.
Turn me around.
We're back with the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio.
This week's top three tips are about contracts. The first tip is that when you sign a contract, it means you read it, you understood it, and you agreed with it. This is true even if you didn't read it, understand it, or agreed with it. The second tip is that if there's any difference between what's in a written contract and what's said aloud, what's in writing controls. Oral agreements are hard to enforce. The third tip is that if you sign a contract with somebody else, it probably says joint and several liability. This means the entire debt can be collected from you alone, or from your co-signer alone, or some from each of you. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Michelle King, and for this week, that's our top three tips.
That's all for this week's Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. To see if you can get free civil legal aid, call during intake hours. These are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The phone number is 200-6046 for intake, 648-1012 for the main number, and 1-800-868-1012 to call toll-free. Also, if you have a question you would like answered on the show, email that question to marty@cvlas.org with radio show question in the subject line. Please include your name and phone number. This show provides only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford one, call Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have an interview on unemployment compensation. Our guest will be employment law attorney Ty Jones with the Virginia Poverty Law Center. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Marty Wegbright.
Nobody, turn me around. I'm gonna keep on.